Yo, 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 what it do? It's the BB Radio, you know, the Benji Bay Show, culture, whatever you feel is more appropriate. But, you know, on a slight note, I just want to get on a few things, a few topics relating to just life. You know, one thing on this podcast, or sometimes radio show, I like to clear up, you know, I'm not on here to necessarily be cool or fit in with Joe Schmo and what everybody else doing and saying reoccurring topics. And I just feel like a lot of stuff now, just take with a grain of salt. We got a lot of big influencers and we got small influencers. And, you know, the numbers, that's not all it comes down to. So, yeah, when it comes to this little podcast and all that stuff, a lot of people I've been supporting before a podcast was even a thought of, you know. And I don't want to be all sudsy, but, you know, Kodak dropping this album, you know, Cutthroat Beat, and, you know, as he say, you know, Cutthroat Beat, you know, all this stuff. And from the last time of me just trying to support his music and seeing how that panned out with, you know, the whole Offset stuff, you know, and all this Quavo takeoff, I just wanted to put it out there, you know. Yeah, Kodak, you know, he dropped a little album, but I just been busy lately, you know, and I'm feeling more the neo-soul vibe. And sometimes just sitting in nature, letting the sun hit your skin and just listening to some neo-soul, some cool vibe music, just to really vibe out, you know, and appreciate the small things and also not take the small steps of pushing towards better for granted. So yeah, that's the thing on this podcast. A lot of times I just genuinely enjoy doing this, so I'm not expecting, you know, or having these huge among these big expectations that other people do. And anybody I root for is totally organic. And it's like, if I see or met these people, you know, it would be a conversation worthwhile, because I've been keeping up with them for a while. I actually see their videos, what they do, And it make me smile or laugh. And, you know, it's just like thumbs up, man. Like, from the music all the way down to just people mentality from the younger generation. It's a great lack of love and, you know, integrity amongst each other and respect. And that's something that people desperately need and want. But we too confined amongst, you know, being a demon and a savage and too cool. So I ain't got no heart, you know, and all this stuff. And that's why I support certain artists, because the entertainment is cool and it's lovely, you know. Shout out to Glow. You know, as I say, man, it's all entertainment. And I just see that that's all it could be. But I just know that it's a thin line between entertainment and reality. So, yeah, drill rap to me is when guys is constantly dissing dead people, saying their names. And you're rehatching, you know, pain and hurt and trauma from people and families, and it's no longer smiling. You know, I'm not about to hear a rapper who made disrespect that my cousin or nephew, brother, that passed away 5, 10, 15 years ago, and you still bringing this man's name up. So, you know, for rappers that's not even in the neighborhood in the city no more that make it, you bringing up dead names of dudes that's deceased, you reigniting beef. And his blood being shed and his body's dropping on account of you making drill rap music. So I know the difference. Louisiana rappers, they get busy too. But those guys are slightly more spiritual and understand, you know, disrespecting the dead. Grandma probably going to tell you, you know, somebody probably going to pull you to the side and be like, understand what you're getting yourself into. You know, because that's a tricky game. You can't laugh and joke about people that's not here to defend themselves no more. They in a whole nother different realm. We don't even know. We don't know where we could be at today or tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's best to leave people alone. It's not here no more. Rest in peace. And just call it what it is, man. You won. If you a street dude, whatever, somebody that you had problems with ain't here no more and you here, okay, well, so-called is gone. You won, right? Move on. Let it go. They life is gone, so you should let it go. You know, but in the end of the day, I know these guys out here doing good from the rap side. So it's certain people I'm going to support. Because I'm just not one of those people that's confined in.
Oh, I'm the chosen one. I'm the chosen one.
And everybody believes they the chosen one. And I'm just somebody that's like, I don't care. You know, I just do something I enjoy doing. Or like, enjoy doing something that may be therapeutic. It's just cool. It's just fun to do it and create. And when you got a lot of people that's out here just for the attention, saying what people want to hear, but not truly what they want to say. So, I already understand a lot of people could click on my podcast, listen, whatever the case may be, or spread the word maybe. And some people may not understand. And, that's just life, period. You know, we have greats that came and left, have done wonderful, amazing things on some great, huge levels, and people still didn't understand them. So, besides that, just following up on my earlier podcast, you know, just campaigning and supporting this great track runner and just the wonderful energy, you know, she put out there that's way more important than the negative stuff that we usually get. And it should be a spotlight on there more, because that's something that will actually last. You know, that's something we'll look back on, you know, years from now and be like, okay, this was real impactful and really meant something way more than we even thought. But we was too lost in the, you know, this drill rapidy rap. You know, I chase down your homie, you get mine. And then if I'm still here, I think I'm the biggest, baddest man on the planet and they book me. You know, not to get off subject, but I already spoke about the New York drill rap guys and people see what's happening to them. So, this is what the people want. So whatever, right? That's why I feel like the gender wars don't matter. People lost in the sauce about, oh, I'm a man, so every woman need to lay down on her knees and give me everything I need while I do nothing. And we destroy our own community. We don't care about the women. We don't care about the kids, whatever. Whoop-de-whoop-de-wop. You know, we on it with anybody, mashing on anybody. Then red, white, blue lights pull up on their knees, following orders and commands. And yeah, what's to that? You know, but here I am, not caring about that shit. So I can look at stuff from the cold reality. Salute Summer Walker. You know, I put her music out here because I'm like, we should have more of a balance out here. You know, it's not cool to even be in a relationship in an urban community and actually love each other, showcase love and loyalty for each other, have a sense of integrity and honor. So what can you do with these people? So I'm not one to bring up colors constantly and bring up all this color shit. It's like, it's way more to life than being stuck on, oh, this girl has wigs on and long nails, so I'm gonna X her out. She's not good for the so-called culture. Getting a girl some natural hair and no nails means that you're 100% good. Oh, she gonna back behind me. Listen, I got a real natural one out here. She okay, but what if in the inside she even worse? Worse than a person that's wearing nails and red wigs. So a lot of dudes, they gonna get tricked out and they gonna get played anyway, because they stuck in the cosplay. They stuck in the costumes. You know, I like Candace Owens and I like, you know, the Glorillas and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, a lot of this stuff can't even be healed or repaired when these dudes is running down with sticks on each other. So, yeah, that's why, you know, on this podcast, I started off being hard on the youth. But after a while, I sat back and realized that, okay, who is there to teach them something? Who is there to lead them anywhere? So yeah, the youth is frustrated, the youth is angry, some of the youth is hurt, and some of the youth is very broken. So a lot of the elders, like the elders like 60 and up, a lot of them tried the best they could, and it's even raising, you know, a lot of the youth, and they don't even understand what happened or went lost, what got lost between those barriers, you know. And I'm speaking from the urban community. I don't know about, you know, other stuff going on out here, but I'm just speaking about what's going on in the world. You got the middle class generation that was out here recklessly living, doing what they was doing, tossing it up, going crazy. Oh, they turning the city up, doing all this crazy stuff in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and provided much destruction, a lot of broken homes, a lot of, you know, fathers, whether it was their choice or not, abandoned kids, no leadership, no understanding, no looking at who created you to understand and identify with who you are, no game plan. So now we got people that's in their 30s, late 30s, 40s, 50s, and they sit up and they blame the youth. They point their finger at the youth. All the youth ain't nothing, man. Man, we ain't used to move like that, man. All these people out here, all these young dudes out here, wah, la, la, la. You feel me? But when they was kids, you know, you walk right over them. You got your stuff and packed out, left them, abandoned them. You know, and it's like, it's not about pointing a finger. It's like as a whole. And that's why, you know, I spoke about, you know, this whole running up a check off of the little, you know, benefits that they give for when a man get kicked out of the crib. That whole little rundown is where ran down kids, and then they grow up and they got that anger in their heart. You know what I'm saying? They got that hurt and that pain in their heart. So they gonna give it back out. They don't wanna hear no last words. They don't want to press out the gas at all. And if people can just be from another type of environment to where they don't understand and they not trying to, that's not my problem. You know, that's not my problem. Because when people from other countries and other cities and other regions, whether they from the burbs, they from the third world countries in the slums, they from another whole country living good, they can speak out on what's going on in their community all day, every day. And I would give it a thumbs up. Like, I salute you for even speaking out or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But I do have a notice. I do notice when people from the urban community or this hip hop community speak out the truth. You know, it's a lot of people from that very same community that don't like the truth. And these people will wild out in their emotions. And that's just the thing. You know, and also you'll have outsiders. They just, you know, they gonna be against that too. Because it's a magnifying glass on only the bad stuff people in the urban community do. Family that stick together like a fist is not cool. Love music ain't the thing no more. Confunction band and El DeBarges and you know, what's up? That's not cool no more. You know, a community activist is an actor on the internet, no different than Samuel Jackson and all these actors. Oh, but he's speaking that truth. It's a little too hard to handle. You can't take it. Why? Because you infatuated with rappers that diss dead names and you cool with it until it's your brother or it's your little cousin that wasn't even in a gang or even involved in the streets. Now it hurt, right? Now it's not right. It's not justifiable, right? Cool. Because I already spoke about it. We got people that's considered toxic. And we in a generation where, okay, you can hold in how toxic you is, but eventually you're going to let it out. So who you going to let it out on? The people that's close to you? Or are you going to find a way to have an outlet? So, yeah, I salute YB. You know, I ain't here to say a lot of names, but we got hellified, bona fide dudes that's extra certified from Louisiana out of New Orleans writing him a note, a letter. And he's been shut down level 4 maximum for decades. He ain't been out since I was in elementary, but everybody been knowing the word about him. Yeah, his brother made big time movies. One of the high class guys out here that made it out of nothing. The projects. Made it to the NBA. Rap star. Movies. What more do you want? Big time shining. Diamonds everywhere. But where his brother at? You know what I'm saying? And this dude is a legend. And this man in his 40s, probably getting close to 50. And he wrote a letter to YB. So everybody ain't meant to be up on a game if they not even spiritually ready. So this is what it is. It's approaching June. We about to be coming into June. A lot of stuff is about to change. So if people not trying to be understanding and want to wait till they get old and trash the youth. Oh, but when they was kids, you never told them nothing. You never let them nowhere. So they ain't trying to hear nothing. They rebellious. They resentful. The youth trying to figure it out. The youth trying to figure it out. So, yeah, on this podcast, I understand I do sports and music, but sometimes I get sick and tired of this same old negative cycle, this same old non-constructive cycle, failed congregations, failed curses that people keep doing over and over again and thinking that it's going to get better due to false hope. You know what I'm saying? So I see people that's really out here giving real hope. People out here giving real inspiration. So through this track runner, it's all love and support. And this is just Texas shit. People that actually can speak from their mind, speak from their heart, is the ones out here that we should have enough heart to support back. And it's like game recognized game. And if not, you already know what you is. But I'm not here to ruffle no feathers as much or hurt nobody's feelings. You know what I'm saying? But the truth already have people hurt. That's why they can't look in the mirror. And that's just what it is. So salute to Carrie. And I don't want to make it like I'm just overly idol worshiping and nothing like that. I just see a lot of people as entertainers, but it's good, positive. You see them often. It's real good that somebody can speak with character and really stand for something outside of just this negative persona. But you got people out here speaking for the voiceless. And salute everybody out here. But as one, people just got to understand the people from the urban community, a lot of ones you're beefing with and one war with, they going through the same struggles you got. And people out here going to have absolutely nothing when it's the most desperate times to have anything. And everybody else out here working together, willing to put their pride to the side, you know, for their race as a whole. So, best thing that I can say, women from the urban community, they have to be spiritually awakened and take time to put down a lot of the trash that people give that is truly negative. Entertainment is good, but take time to really understand your value and what you really mean to the community, and not just about the sex appeal, but the quality of what's on the inside. And the stigmas can be confusing, but the women I support on here are women of all potential, and the entertainment is just one side of them, but that other side is way more important. I see the channels, I see the news, and for the women in the urban community, they may have to protect themselves, but this is the result of constant new hate campaigns, gender wars, and entertainment becoming bigger than what it is. So when I use certain pictures and I back behind certain artists, I just see who they are outside of entertainment, and that's a balance. But when you have people that's just pushing the same narrative, it's not good. So, yeah, besides that, much love, much peace and prosperousness to anybody who may be listening. Salute to anybody that's supporting men or women. And we just got to have our mind geared towards never quitting, always looking for a solution, always trying to find a way, find a good excuse to keep going, not quit, find a good excuse to have accountability, not run away from it, you know. And accountability will set one peculiar people in America free. And that's all I got to say, man. Much love. BNGB, I'm out. Peace. Gone.